Ron DeSantis and 25 Republican governors demand southern border crisis meeting with Biden. By Wendell Hasebo on September 20, 2021. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., and 25 other Republican governors Monday demanded a meeting with President Biden about the southern border crisis. "A crisis that began at our southern border now extends beyond to every state and requires immediate action before the situation worsens," the group wrote, which includes Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R., and Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, R. "While governors are doing what we can, our Constitution requires that the president must faithfully execute the immigration laws passed by Congress," the letter continues. "Not only has the federal government created a crisis, it has left our states to deal with challenges that only the federal government has a duty to solve. As president, you have the ability to take action to protect America, restore security, and end the crisis now," they added before requesting an open and constructive dialogue regarding border enforcement on behalf of U.S. citizens in our states and all those hoping to become U.S. citizens. The letter from the governors noted border apprehensions have increased nearly 500% from last year, with about 9,700 illegal migrant apprehensions have previous criminal records. The governors also said the highly addictive drug called fentanyl has been recovered more by law enforcement this year than in the combined past 3 years. Exactly 208,887 migrants were reportedly detained in August, the Washington Post revealed September 15. The massive increase since last year comes as leaked audio recordings suggest Biden-Kamala administration's border polices are unsustainable. "A couple of days ago I was down in Mexico, and I said, look, you know, if our borders are the first line of defense, we're going to lose and this is unsustainable," Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas reportedly said. "We can't continue like this, our people in the field can't continue and our system isn't built for it." Meanwhile, federal judge recently smacked down the Biden-Harris administration on the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals DACA program, ordering the administration to terminate the DACA program by blocking the federal government from allowing new applicants, illegal aliens who have not previously been enrolled, onto the program's rolls. The program gave quasi-amnesty to hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants since 2012. Senator Tom Cotton, RR, told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview in August that the case was rightly decided. "The president cannot simply say he is not going to enforce an entire category of our laws. So the case was rightly decided," Cotton said. "There should be no more DACA permits issued, period. And what Congress should do is address these problems in a targeted way. But what the Democrats won't do, it's just that, they want to use the people who have received the DACA program's benefits as leverage to get a massive amnesty," Cotton explained. "So even when President Trump proposed a step that would give those recipients legal status in return for things like eliminating chain migration, finishing the wall, eliminating the diversity lottery, the Democrats said no, because they want a massive amnesty." Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.